It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, January 19th, 2022. Well, I think lately we've had cause locally here to ponder the incredible power of nature. We've been sidelined by snow and ice, flooded out with rain and snowmelt, and then this past weekend, a tsunami advisory. So I found out some more information, kind of in-depth stuff, about what was happening in Tonga on the other side of the world near Australia and New Zealand, and I wanted to share that with you. This article is from Reuters News, and it's by Shane Cronin, who is a professor of earth sciences at the University of Auckland in New Zealand. So here, I'll read part of it to you. The Kingdom of Tonga doesn't often attract global attention, but the violent eruption of an underwater volcano on January 15th has spread shockwaves quite literally around half the world. And here's a little aside from me. So yes, that's true that nobody really notices Tonga here in the States. You may not even have heard of it before. If you did, it's just some island off somewhere in the Pacific. But if you are kind of an earthquake watcher, kind of earthquake geek like I am, you know that Tonga pops up in earthquake reports on earthquake apps fairly regularly. They just aren't big enough to cause quakes that cause problems, so certainly not for us here in the United States. In fact, according to a website called volcanodiscovery.com, in the past 30 days, Tonga has experienced 8 quakes of magnitude 5.0 or above, and 11 quakes between 4 and 5 magnitude. There were also 2 quakes below magnitude 2.0, but people don't normally feel those. And they certainly have had their share of tsunami activity. Years ago, I interviewed a scientist who worked on a research vessel that did a lot of work in the waters off Tonga, and he remembered a tsunami really kind of destroying a small port there years ago where they docked their research vessel when they came into port there. So Tonga has a long and ongoing history of seismic activity there. But back to the story. The volcano is usually not much to look at, this Tonga volcano. It consists of 2 small uninhabited islands, poking about 100 meters above sea level and 65 kilometers north of Tonga's capital. But hiding below the waves is a massive volcano, around 1,800 meters high and 20 kilometers wide. So to put that into feet for us Yankees, that's over a mile high and about 12 miles wide. 12 miles is about the distance from Gearhart to Cannon Beach, or on the peninsula, from Ilwaco to Clipson Beach. This Tonga volcano has erupted regularly over the past few decades. During events in 2009 and 2014 and 15, hot jets of magma and steam exploded through the waves. But these eruptions were small, dwarfed in scale by the January 2022 events. So research into these earlier eruptions suggests that this is one of the massive explosions the volcano is capable of producing roughly every 1,000 years. Why are the volcano's eruptions so highly explosive, given that seawater should cool the magma down? So the volcano was erupting underwater, and it still sent a huge plumes of ash up into the atmosphere. If magma rises into seawater slowly, even at temperatures of about 1,200 degrees, a thin film of steam forms between the magma and the water. This provides a layer of insulation to allow the outer surface of the magma to cool. But this process doesn't work when magma is blasted out of the ground full of volcanic gas, as it was in this case. When magma enters the water that rapidly, any steam layers are quickly disrupted, bringing hot magma, lava, in direct contact with cold water. Volcano researchers call this fuel-coolant interaction, and it is akin to weapons-grade chemical explosions. Extremely violent blasts tear the magma apart. A chain reaction begins with new magma fragments exposing fresh, hot interior surfaces to water, and the explosions repeat, ultimately jetting out volcanic particles and causing blasts with supersonic speeds. So you can kind of visualize how all that energy, that shockwave, entered the ocean around the volcano and traveled outward in concentric circles heading out in all directions across the ocean. Eventually it reached us. It was like throwing a giant rock into the ocean, but a giant explosive, crazy, volcanic rock. The 2014 and 15 eruption in Tonga created a volcanic cone. joining the two old islands to create a combined island about 5 kilometers long. Scientists visited it in 2016 and discovered that these historical eruptions were merely curtain raisers to the main event. Looking at the chemistry of past eruptions, experts now think the small eruptions represented the magma system slowly recharging itself so that when this big one did happen, and this was a big one for them, like we talk about the big one here, this was one of theirs, it just made this ultimate volcanic eruption even more massive. They found evidence of two huge past eruptions from this caldera in deposits along on the old islands. They matched it to volcanic ash deposits on the largest inhabited island in the Tonga island chain, and then used radiocarbon dates to show that big caldera eruptions occur about every 1,000 years, with the last one in AD 1100. With this knowledge, the eruption on January 15th seems to be right on schedule to be considered a big one. We're still in the middle of what the scientists consider a major eruptive sequence in Tonga, so this may not be over, and many aspects remain unclear, partly because the island is currently obscured by ash clouds. There were two earlier eruptions in December, one in December and another on January 13th that were of moderate size. The latest eruption stepped up the scale in terms of violence. The ash plume is already about 12 miles high. Most remarkably, it spread out almost concentrically over a distance of about 80 miles from the volcano, creating a plume about 160 miles in diameter before it was distorted by the wind. This demonstrates a huge explosive power, one that can't be explained by magma-water interaction alone. It shows that instead, large amounts of fresh, gas-charged magma have erupted from the caldera. The eruption produced a tsunami throughout Tonga and neighboring Fiji and Samoa. Shockwaves traversed many thousands of kilometers, were seen from space, and recorded in New Zealand, some 2,000 kilometers away. Soon after the eruption started, the sky was blocked out in Tonga, with ash beginning to fall. It remains unclear if this is the climax of the eruption. It represents a major magma pressure release, which may settle the system. A warning, however, lies in geological deposits from the volcano's previous eruptions. These complex sequences show that each of the 1,000-year major caldera eruption episodes involved many separate explosion events. Hence, we could be in for several weeks or even years of major volcanic unrest from this volcano, for the sake of the people of Tonga and for us here, even though we are far away. I certainly hope not. So that was an article written for Reuters News by Shane Cronin, a professor of earth sciences at the University of Auckland in New Zealand, with some additional information from me to kind of explain a few things in there. Whew, boy. Well, let's hope that things calm down as we move forward into 2022. I think we could all use it. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.